and Bali are all reasonably strong compared to their international counterparts. Generally, this time of year, you see a bit of pressure coming on the local wheat market, which hasn't really eventuated this year as much. It's still trading at a premium to the international market. Yeah, the US winter wheat crop, which is at risk of freezing at the moment because it hasn't snowed significantly yet to give it that protection. So, you know, that's a risk on the upside, which could see prices go higher. There's always things in Russia and the former Soviet Union states which can send the price higher, but drought or flood or fire or whatever it is, generally you don't hear about those until a bit after the event. But, you know, those sort of things could send the market higher, and that's sort of what a lot of guys are looking for at the moment.
And so we've seen a bit of a drop in the Australian dollar. Is that having the flow-on effect that it's offering better prices for growers at the moment?
Yeah. So with the dollar falling last week and the international or the Chicago wheat price being relatively steady, it has added sort of $8 to $10 to our prices here, which has been reflected pretty well in the local track market prices.
So if someone's harvesting now, when do they look as kind of the times of the year when you'll see most of the selling from Victoria?
From Victoria, probably pretty even sort of selling from now through till the end of February, really, because there are guys that like to sell straight off the header, and there are guys that like to put into warehouse and then assess their options from there. And then, you know, there are other people who like to hold on to it through into the new year and sell it when they come back from holidays.
So are you expecting that the prices will hold their current levels through until that end of February period?
It really depends on what happens in the international market, because our price will always follow what happens there when we've got a big or an exportable crop. But what I think will happen is probably basis might strengthen, which is that our local price might rise relative to the international price when selling starts to slow down. Generally, you see that a little bit early in the new year, in the second or third week of January.
So do you think we hear about some people looking to go into on-site storage rather than putting their grain with a grain handler like GrainCorp, for example? Do you think that you'll see people playing the market more so than just selling in bulk in one go?
Yeah, you do find that with the trend towards more on-farm storage in the last few years. More growers put it into storage and look at those delivered markets post-harvest and try and pick up a premium there.
And how do you compare the season to, say, 12 months ago?
I'm probably tracking a bit better this year. I think the crop's going to be larger this year. But having said that, there's a lot of areas which are sort of having disappointing yields in that, not disasters by any means, but sort of below what would be expected given the season we've had.